سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that are listening over the receivers, I have recited verse from Surah Yasin, Para 23, Ayah number 33-36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these verses that the land without rain, without water, cannot produce any crops. The grass cannot grow without water. So Allah ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. The dead earth is a sign for them. We revive it and extract grains from it, which you eat. Allah Ta'ala revives the earth and the orchards by sending beneficial rains. And if there's no rains and when there's drought, we know the crops do not grow, the fruits do not grow. So whatever food we eat is must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we place orchards of date palms and grapes on earth and cause spring to gush forth. Among the fruits, especially in the Arab countries, the date tree is very famous and the date fruit is very famous. And grapes also, we hear in South Africa, we have a lot of grapes growing in the Cape Town area. And in between these trees and vines, Allah Ta'ala create springs of water where the roots of these trees are being given water and the beautiful trees grow. And those trees bear fruits also, dates, grapes, and in general, all the vegetables and all the fruits that we see, it is through the help of Allah that those vegetables grow and the fruits come on the tree. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And mankind eat from its fruits. Besides mankind, even the animals, if there is a drought, the permissible animals that we eat, beef, we have milk from the cow, goat, camel, they all eat greenery. And if we don't have this green grass and those, the cows, the ox, the goat, the sheep. They did not have green grass to eat. Then we know they will get weak, and there's a possibility of this very severe drought, they can even die out of starvation. And the farmers just plant the seeds for the fruits or for the vegetables. And after planting the seeds, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sends down the beneficial rains. And through the command of Allah ta'ala, the beautiful trees grow. Similarly, Allah ta'ala has created pairs for everything. Subhanallazi khalaqa al-azwaja kullaha mimma tumbitul ardu wa min anfusihim wa mimma la ya'lamun. Allah ta'ala is that pure being who created a couple in fear. As humans, we have the male and the female. We have the husband and wife make nikah, then Allah give healthy, pious, normal children. Similarly, in the animal kingdom, you get the cow and the ox. Even amongst goats, amongst camels, etc., you get the male and the female. Even amongst certain crops and certain trees and certain vegetation, there's a male plant and a female plant. Generally, those that study the plants and study the different types of flowers, etc., that we have, there are books written on nature, books written on the different aspects of the rose flower, the sunflower flower, and different types of flowers. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sent beneficial rains, and these beautiful flowers grow, and beautiful fruits and vegetables also grow. Since we're discussing verses about how Allah sent beneficial rains, and then beautiful fruits and vegetables grow, our tonight's talk, I will conclude with some etiquettes and sunnah method of eating. We have the animals eating, we have the birds eating, and we have the Muslims and the non-Muslim eating. When we eat according to the commands of Allah and the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that eating becomes ibadah. Our Rasulullah taught us before eating we wash our hands. We sit and eat. You can sit on the floor, it's all the better we sit on the floor and eat. If people have muscular pain, backache, you sit on the table. The ulama said you can sit on the table and eat also, but the best is to sit. And then there are certain du'as to be read before eating and after eating. One is Bismillahi wa Barakatillah. In the name of Allah and with the blessings of Allah, we start our food or recite Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim. It is mentioned in Tabrani and Fil Mu'jam al Awsat also, and Hadith number 2268, page 130. There's another dua when we forget to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the beginning, or Bismillahi wa Barakatillah in the beginning. We must recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, with Allah's name in the beginning and at the end. It's mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud, the second volume, page 173. And it's also mentioned in the famous Hadith Kitab, the Tirmidhi Sharif, in the second volume. There is another dua also after eating. Now while eating also, whatever simple food Allah has prepared, whether you're eating butter bread and jam, whether we are having a vegetable dish or a rice dish or a meat dish, whatever type of food we eat, besides reading du'a, every morning recite Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah has given me this food to eat. So after eating also there's a du'a, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa at'imna khayran minhu. O Allah, grant us blessing in this food and feed us better than it. It's mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif in the second volume, page 183. Also another du'a after eating, Alhamdulillah illazi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. And all praises are due to Allah alone, who gave us food and drink and made us Muslims. Mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, volume 2, page 184. This du'a is also in the famous Hadith Kitab Abu Dawud, volume 2, page 182. And after eating, we can also read this also. Alhamdulillahi allazi huwa ashba'ana wa arwana wa an'ama alayna wa afzal. All praises are due to Allah alone, who has sustained us, quenched our thirst, and bestowed upon us His favors and blessings. This is also mentioned in authentic Hadith Kitabs. Also another du'a, Alhamdulillah allazi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. All praises are due to Allah alone, who has fed me this food and has granted it to me without any strength or ability of my own. Mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, page 184, volume 2. Now also Rasulullah has taught us, we must honor our guest. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim zayfahu. Now Rasulullah has taught us that we must honor the guest. One is pious people eat our food, ulama, people who's got sunnah deen in their life. They are doing good actions after eating. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst us are those that learn and teach the Qur'an. Those that are teaching 6-7 hours in the Darul Looms, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Or other people also that do, they've got good qualities in them. And when they eat our food, and whatever good action they do, will be part of it. And Allah protect us. There are certain people that are open sinners. And after eating, they commit zina, they drink alcohol, they do all wrong things. So we can invite them to an Islamic program for them to make tawbah, istighfar, and make dua, Ya Allah, make nizal ikram to him. I want him to start reading his salah. I want him to make tawbah from his sins and mistakes. Then there will be a lot of benefit, inshallah al-azeed. Allahumma at'im man amani wa wasqi man saqani an akala ta'amakum al-abrar aftara indakum al-sa'imun wa sallatallahu alaykum al-malaika. That pious people eat your food, the fasting person break their fast by your house, and may angels descend to your hope. We could give the dua to the host. Also, Allahumma barik lahum fi ma razaqtahum faghfir lahum warhamhum. There are different types of dua. And sometimes in English we can give a dua in the language they understand. If your host that understand English language, say, Ya Allah, give barakat in your sustenance. Jazakallah for hosting us. And may Allah reward the women folk at home for working hard in the kitchen. Maybe from the morning they were making effort to prepare for this da'wat. May Allah reward them also. If they understand the Urdu language or the Arabic language, you can give them some words of encouragement in Urdu or in Arabic language also. Second thing is Allah Ta'ala also mentions, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat, drink, and do not waste. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those that waste, they are brothers of shaitan. So, within a person's income, you can entertain people. And normally when there's many guests, gravy, curry, there's barakat, a rice dish, there's barakat. And we don't have to compete with one another that if my dasturkhan, if that person has 3 items, I'll put 5 items. And if that person put 5 items, I'll put 7 or 8 items. Now in Surah Al-Hakum Al-Takasur, Allah Ta'ala says, must not compete in wealth. So we compete in vehicles, compete in homes, now we're competing in our dasturkhan also, that who can feed better. So our intention must be sincere and not to show off, but to show some honor and respect and dignity to the guest. Within our capabilities, we entertain our guest. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu, bihamdika, ashadu wa la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.